So you're very excited about it being Groundhog's Day is what you're getting at.
Yes, because every year, if I can make it to Groundhog's Day, then I can make it through.
That's true. I'd be honest. I think the Groundhog's Day is the dumbest.
It is dumb.
Of all days.
But psychologically, if I can make it to Groundhog's Day, I can make it through.
It's just, I don't know. I do think it's the dumbest of all. I guess it's not a holiday. What the hell is it?
Just a day.
It's just a day. Yeah, but it's stupid. You know?
Have you ever fully watched the whole Punxsutawney Phil thing? It is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a bunch of lunatics.
Yes, they are.
Who actually... I mean, I can't tell if they actually believe it. I can't tell if they actually believe in it. Or...
And that poor thing is just like... Put me back in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that poor groundhog's like, oh, this is ridiculous.
And what do we have out at the zoo? Some kind of rat or something?
Oh, I don't know. I often wonder, what's the reason behind doing
like the
what they do? Yeah, but I mean... That's a way to tell how stupid someone is, that you know. You know what I mean? Like, it's a way to really know, just maybe that's why we do it. We do it just to find out who the dumb people are. Because real ignoramuses believe the groundhog, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's most people, you know, just laugh it off. And I've done this before. I've had conversations with people where I worked, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, you're laughing about the groundhog, and then you get someone... Who legitimate? Oh, thank God! There's only 6 weeks of winter, or whatever. And you go, what?
There's gonna be 6 weeks of winter left anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they go, oh, well, thank God it's only. And I go, well, how did you come to that? Well, the groundhogs. And I'm like, what? You know what I mean? It's just like they actually believe this freaking rodent.
But if he says it's an early spring, it kind of like it ups your mood a little bit, and I don't know.
It's none of it is true. It's all bullshit. You know, there's nothing about Groundhog's Day that makes sense or would lead anyone to believe that the groundhog has any prognostication skills.
Well, anyway, he says 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh.
Ooh. Which I don't believe him. He has not been educated on global warming.
Yes. Well, no, the groundhog is bullshit.
Right.
Total bullshit.
We haven't had any snow.
Oh, my God. Oh, well.
But I'm happy that I've made it to February 2nd.
Mm. Yeah, well, congratulations on that. Congratulations on making
major
it.
Major meltdowns.
God. Yeah, you're doing really good, by the way.
Yeah.
And you've been on this week. And
you
I'm not,
like, not calling in.
I'm not the only one that thinks that. I've had a lot of people well, not a lot of three, but they've commented on Facebook. And have said Nikki sounds really good this week. Mm. Well, it's because she's not sick.
Yeah.
You know,
well, this morning when I went to go take my friend to work, I walked outside.
Yeah.
And it felt like somebody had taken a scrub brush to the inside of my lungs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think it's the cold weather. Because it's like 20-something outside.
Yeah, it's cold. It's good. This is my last, the next, tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, I'm on WMAY, so.
You're going professional on us.
Well, it just means I got to wake up at 4:30 and, you know, and yeah. I won't get home till I don't know when. Depends on what they need me to do, but,
yeah,
you know, so I don't know when I'll get home and I don't, you know, so it just means like the next Friday, Monday, Tuesday, I don't know if I'll have shows, so.
Right.
And maybe a late Tuesday one if I feel like, because I might be missing. Yeah. However, I do love, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love doing the morning show on WMAY. I really do. It's just, it's a different show from this one. This one is just more,
Whatever.
Yeah, it's more whatever, and the language we use is a little more saltier. It's saltier, right? Salty language, salty, very salty.
We're like sailors.
Yeah, but we just kind of bullshit around, and we don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's a whole different thing, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's for the masses, and there's a ton of listeners, and, you know, just all kinds of things. So the next, next three work days, I got that going on, so.
I do have to bring up Trump for a second.
Well, by all means, go ahead. What's he doing now?
He's at the prayer breakfast. Was at the prayer breakfast.
There's a prayer breakfast on Groundhog's Day?
Yes. This morning there was a prayer breakfast.
Right.
And the headline on CNN when I first turned it on was Trump. Pray for Arnold Schwarzenegger on The Apprentice.
What?
And it was supposed to be a joke, but it didn't go over.
Oh, okay.
But that's what the headline was.
I don't know. So you think, oh my God, he's actually praying for her.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing with Trump. And this is what the entertainment industry has to figure out, okay? Mm-hmm. The reality is so close to the parody that you really can't parody Trump.
No. They found it very inappropriate at a prayer breakfast.
I'm telling you. Reality is so warped right now.
Yeah.
Did you hear the thing he hung up?
He hung up on the Australian PM.
I mean, now, that is, you know, it's bad.
It is bad.
And, you know, it's like, it's really, I mean, Australia is an ally.
They're fighting alongside with us.
They're our ally. They died with us in Afghanistan. I mean,
they're still fighting with us.
They were one of the first countries to come to our aid. You know, and yet he tells him. It is kind of funny, though, that Trump just, I'm sick of this guy, and just hangs up on him.
Yeah. I don't want to talk to this guy anymore. I mean, off the phone.
I hate to laugh, but it is kind of funny. Oh, my God. And then yesterday.
And then excuses for him. He's had a long day.
Could you,
he's a toddler or something.
Could you imagine a president just going, hey, well, fuck this. Just hangs up the phone. I hate to laugh, but.
It's true.
I'd kind of like to hear the phone call. And then,
blood sugar. Let's give him a popsicle.
And then they challenged Iran. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. There's no way we don't end up in World War III.
Yeah, they were talking about that earlier, too.
I would be shocked if, and I hate it because I've got nephews in the armed forces right now.
Yeah, I do, too.
Oh, my God. You got to admit, it is. Obviously, there's going to have to be an apology, but it is pretty funny that he. And the deal was, you know, Obama was known for being nice, you know. Maybe too nice, I don't know. But he's known for being diplomatic and nice. And then you get Trump in. And then he told off, he told something to Mexico.
Yeah, the tough hombres. He said down there.
He said he was joking. All right, that's what they said. They put out a statement saying, well, now wait a minute. The president was joking. He wasn't, you know. But it is pretty funny. When he says, your military can't, you know, isn't stopping these guys. We might have to send our military down there to do it right, you know.
Right.
He's challenging the Mexican president.
Right.
Oh, well. Yeah, it's been an interesting week.
Every day it gets more interesting.
It does. Can you imagine? Okay, this is what it's like today. Could you imagine, like, 2019, what it's going what it'll be like?
And if they reelect him?
Yeah, well, right now that would never happen. I mean, it's not going to happen, but you never know. He might,
people that like him so much.
Yeah, but there's no way. No, if the election were today, he'd never win. But the election's not for three more years, you know, it's 4 years away and, you know, like even the campaign won't even kick in for 3 years. So you never know by then. If it was now, he would lose, but. By then, who knows? Another thing is, he'll be 74, 75 when the election takes place. So,
yeah.
Let's make sure that it's something he wants to do. Because I don't know what the deal is with Melania. Like, did you read the thing where she doesn't even want to, like, go to Washington, D.C.?
I don't think they're really together.
I don't, I mean, who knows, but.
She's too old for him. He just keeps her around so it saves face on having a fight for the first lady.
Oh, come on.
Come on now.
I did see that he went to go, he flew to go see, he went to the services for the Navy SEAL, or no, not the services.
Went to Dover.
Yeah, when they brought the body in of the Navy SEAL who died.
The Peoria guy.
And he brought his daughter with him.
Yeah.
So it is kind of weird not having a first lady. It's I mean, we do, but it's Ivanka, the daughter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, I was thinking about Melania, and I don't know what their marriage is, and I'm sure it's fine, but, you know, it just shows one thing. It shows how awesome Trump's life was, okay? Because think about it. She's living in the high rise.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't want to downgrade into the fucking White House. I mean, you know, the penthouse floor at Trump Towers is, that's a pretty
gold.
Yeah, that's a pretty freaking sweet place to live, isn't it? You know what I mean? Everything you want is in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful and it's high above Manhattan. And I mean, that's the place. I mean, he downgraded the move to the White House and he's been staying there. You got to give him credit. A lot of people said, oh, he'll be flying home every night. No, he's not. He hasn't been doing that. He's been staying at the White House.
And arguing with people. Maybe that's why he's so grouchy.
Hanging up on Australia.
Yeah.
Well, he's not getting any. That'd make me grouchy. But it just shows how nice Trump Tower is because Melania's like, I don't even want to go. She's like, F the White House. I'm going to stay here. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So, it's Groundhog's Day,
yep.
As you mentioned, and we're running out of bacon.
Yeah, I saw that.
The United States is suffering a bacon shortage. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
How?
Well, we don't have enough pork bellies. We have a record low amount of pork bellies. And we've got enough bacon, okay? We do have enough. But as the supply has dwindled, the price is going up.
Yeah.
And a dwindling supply means prices are raised. So it does, it does make you question whether or not we really have a dwindling supply or if the pork farmers are up to something, up to some no good. But you know what I mean? They had the.
I'm pretty much done with bacon.
Oh,
it's too salty.
Oh, I love bacon. Love it. It's one of the things I can eat.
I know.
I know when you say I'm on a diet, how can you eat bacon? But you can't. You can't eat bacon on a diet.
I know. It's the Atkins thing.
You know, because it's the carbs are my problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, last night, you know what I had for dinner last night? I had a hamburger patty.
Mm-hmm.
No bun.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a few slices of bacon as, like, the chips. That's all I ate.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, and it's great.
I'm on day two of that Topamax.
Is it working?
I don't know.
Can you tell yet?
I can't tell. It's a low dosage before they bump me up.
Let me tell you something. My body is now to this place where I don't. I'm like an animal. I eat something, okay?
Yeah.
And within a half hour of eating, I've got to go take a dump. You know.
Mine's all screwed up.
It's like I have to alleviate myself, and my stomach is so. Oh my God! I've had one solid poop, I think, in the whole month. I don't know. It's unbelievable what's going on with me.
I'm getting angry at mine.
Listen, I'm losing weight. I mean, I am.
That's awesome.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I am. I'm losing weight. In fact, my skin. I'm really not bragging here, people. I'm just trying to discuss with Nikki, but my skin is getting loose around my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I can grab it and feel, you know what I mean? Yeah, it feels loose. I can feel the skin, which is freaking me out a little bit, you know.
That's how it was when I was using the Topamax before.
Well, hopefully it'll kick in and work for you again.
I hope so.
Why did you get off it last time?
Because I wanted a drink for the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I was on Phenermine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I started getting I started getting really anxious. I had major anxiety.
See, I'm already on the clonazepam.
Yeah, I wish I was on that. I wish I was on. I had one of those. I took one the other night to go to sleep. I'll take a Xanax tonight, I think.
Yeah.
Because when I have to wake up in the morning, I drop a Xanax around 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And...
Yeah.
Weep, 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 weep. Weep, 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 weep. You know.
See, they're taking me off of my sleeping pills so I don't sleep all day.
Well, you need sleep. How do you need sleeping pills if you're on clonazepam?
I was on both.
Oh, my God. You're going through life not knowing what's going on.
That's why I was sleeping all the time.
Because, like, a Xanax or...
But now I'm not sleeping. You know. I'm sleeping, like, half an hour, and then I'm up. And then, like, 2 hours later, I'll sleep 45 minutes, and then I'm up.
Well...
And then, like, 3 hours later, I sleep for an hour, and then I'm up.
What does the clonazepam do to you? It makes you tired.
It makes me tired, but it doesn't make me...
Just sleep
I don't sleep.
Sleep on that.
It doesn't work like that
for
me.
Well, don't stop masturbating. Don't be stimulating yourself after you take the clonazepam.
No, I was taking trazodone to sleep.
Oh, my God. You see, you don't need all that stuff.
Ugh.
I just think if you have... He wants
me off for the trazodone, so he's like, try going off of it, and this is day two of it, and I'm like,
If you're on the clonazepam, which is that Xanax?
It's the longer version of it.
All right. So you're on that, right? And it relaxes you.
Mm-hmm.
Then just shut off everything else.
My brain won't shut up.
Yes. Just get off it and then just...
No.
Oh, my God.
My brain is still going, though.
Last night, my wife was sleeping. And I don't know what the hell was going on. But she sounded like, it was like,
She's going to kill you.
I know. And I was like, what is going on here? And so I was having dreams, okay? So I'm sleeping next to her. And I'm having dreams of like an elevator making noises. And then there's some kind of tools, you know what I mean? And I'm like, and in my dream, I'm like confused going, why is this making that? What is going on? And I wake up. And she's making that's the noise she's making. She's never done this before, ever. But that's the noise she was making. And I had to do something. Well, she's sleeping so comfortably. I don't want to be an a-hole, you know.
Right.
So I tried.
Shake the bed a little bit.
Well, I tried to gently touch her, you know, to let her know, just to kind of, because I just wanted to change positions.
Mm-hmm.
So here's when I touched her. So I'm like,
she was tired.
My God. And she's, so I'm like, oh, I got to, what am I going to do? So I'm like, so I grabbed the dog, okay? And the dog had climbed on the bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure the dog's up against her, right? Mm-hmm. And as the dog's up against her, I, lightly smack the dog. So the dog sort of, you know, he buckles, and his legs sort of
kicker.
Yeah, the legs give a light kick, but it was enough to make her. You know, she started breathing normally, but she sort of adjusted her body to keep the dog from bucking. And it worked. It worked. She was, you know, and I fell right asleep. I mean, I don't want to say I'm a genius, but, you know. What can I say? It worked. And the dog got blamed. Except today going, oh my God, the dog kicked me in the middle of the night. What? What happened? The stupid dog. I don't know what happened. I was sleeping and the dog buckled and kicked my hip. Oh my God. The stupid dog did that. Oh, I can't believe that. But it, you know, it got me through the night. Yeah, that was my plan, and it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. Hey, Brent is saying, Nikki's saying, I think that Nikki has done an acceptable job this week. However,
however, what?
I am watching her closely.
God, this is the last day.
Yeah, that's what he says. He's watching you closely.
Oh, no.
Al says, I'm such a huge fan of the Morning Disaster that if I had a bigger wiener, I'd get a tattoo that says, I love the Morning Disaster on it.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, I love Nikki Disaster on it.
No. Instead, he's just going to get
it. It'd be less letters.
But as for now, he's just going to get a tattoo that says, I love. Oh, that's great. Yeah, so we've got
they have different fonts there.
We have an emergency bacon shortage.
Oh no.
Going on. And we have a president hanging up on Australia.
Yeah.
Threatening Iran. We have a
Beyonce is pregnant with twins.
Yes, and I mean, what do you think of the people who are going out of their way? All right, the people that are going out of their way to to like Beyonce and make it. I mean, it's the Instagram photo is insane.
It's a little creepy.
Like all the people, you know, that's all they're talking about. Let me ask, do you care?
No, I don't care. And I'm looking at it and it's creepy.
I don't give it. I mean, who gives a shit? Right?
Yeah.
And I don't get, I don't know. I just don't. I don't get
it. What is with the green veil and the burgundy bra and the blue panties and all the flowers in the background? And
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either.
And you know, that's all anybody wants to talk about. And it's like, why?
Haven't you heard?
Yeah, but
I have twins.
Who cares? I mean, that's her business. Good for her. I mean, does she want twins?
Yeah.
Well, then good for her.
Well, they had problems having the first one. They had miscarriage.
Well, then good for her. Oh, they had a miscarriage? Oh, mm-hmm. My goodness. But I thought they got a baby, though.
Yeah. Like a 4-year-old.
Yeah. So, I mean,
so good for her.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Forgive me. Yeah. What? I mean, you people, listen. You people going out of your way for Beyonce? Get a life. Especially you adults. I can see kids, you know, but God, you adults, Jesus Christ, get a life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's enough of that already.
And living it just started.
What's with the celebrities? Living your life for these celebrities. God, stop it. I'll tell you what, though, that Beyonce body, holding up for twins. Damn. You know?
Mm-hmm. It'll never come back.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care how hard you work. Things are going to be different. They really will. I mean, I'm not saying she won't be good looking. I think she'll still be sexy, but it's going to be a different type of, you know.
Yeah. Things are going to move around and.
I love my wife. Love her more than anything in this planet, you know.
Yeah.
But that body. That body is different.
Mm-hmm.
Post-baby as compared to pre-baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not complaining. You know, it's still great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same body. Now, I can't imagine having twins. Oh, yeah, good Lord.
My niece had twins.
Good Lord. Your niece had twins?
Boy and a girl.
What was her vagina like after delivering
those twins? I don't know.
Did you ask to take a look?
No.
See, I got to tell you. You see, we had a C-section. So I don't know vaginal damage, you know.
I don't know how she had them. I just know she had them.
But I can imagine.
I didn't ask. Ooh. I wasn't there.
I imagine there's some damage immediately after that, you know. People have to go through.
I was there like 3 days later.
Everything was fine. She vaginally mm-hmm. delivered. And she
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Oh, okay.
I got a text saying the babies are here.
Oh.
I was all happy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get involved in that part of it. Mm. It was on a I don't need to know basis.
Yeah.
Everybody was healthy and happy, and everything went well.
Hmm.
Right. And now they're two-year-old little pain in the asses.
And her vagina's okay, and everything's fine?
I'm sure that it is.
All right. I don't know these things. I just, you know. Because I do worry about Beyonce, you know.
But she's got enough money. She can have that, rejuvenation or whatever.
I don't know what they're going to do to get those babies out.
Vaginal rejuvenation.
I mean, that photo that she put out, which is, by the way, the most ridiculous goddamn thing I've ever.
I know. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
She's wearing a bra. Okay. It's like some type of maroon bra or brown, whatever it is.
Burgundy.
And then, burgundy. Then she's got this blue, light blue panties.
Mm-hmm.
These panties are gigantic. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
And they're frilly in the front, and she's got that big old stomach.
Uh-huh.
And she's holding her stomach. So, I mean, she's very – I mean, is she very pregnant, or is that just two babies?
That's two babies.
But how many months is that?
I don't think she's very far along.
Oh, my God. Because she's going to get gigantic.
Yeah, they get gigantic.
My God.
My niece, she was so small and she got pregnant and she was humongous.
And your skin just gets, you know.
Yeah.
Like I'll go on.
And she's little again.
Yeah. Well, I like a lot of internet porn.
Oh, God.
Amateur, you know. And so I go on there and I see these women. And you could tell the ones that were really little and had the baby because they still got the stretch marks, you know.
Yeah.
Like years later.
Yeah.
They still have stretch marks.
Mm-hmm. But the rich people can do something about it.
Like what? How do you get rid of stretch
marks? You get laser treatments and stuff for it.
Like when I lose all my weight, will I have stretch marks?
Probably.
Oh. Horrific.
Mm. I probably have to go have a tummy tuck.
Oh, God. A tummy tuck.
Because of the loose skin.
Will that make my penis bigger?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'll have to get one of those then.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
They take all the loose skin out.
Is there loose skin around the penis?
It'll pull it up.
I have no idea what that means.
It'll pull the skin that where the pubic hair and stuff is, it'll pull up and put it back where it's supposed to be.
Well, it somehow dips. Does it dip?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good Lord. How do you know that? How are you familiar with all this?
I watch those shows.
Hmm. I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too old to get my penis, I don't even know if that's, my penis pulled. No, no, whatever. My penis skin pulled. I mean, if I want to pay for some type of plastic surgery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to waste money on the penis as a part of the body where nobody even sees it, you know. Rather get it done somewhere where it's visible, you know.
Well, it'll be visible, like, if you try and put jeans and stuff on.
No, I don't even know how that'd be visible.
Because you'd have, like, it would still look like your stomach.
But my pubic area isn't all that fat. I mean,
all that skin will be flapped over.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. And they remove all that skin and stuff and pull up and pull down.
I don't even know. Look, do you love how I've already skipped forward like a couple of years? Like I've already dropped all my weight.
Yeah.
You know? Oh boy.
I do that all the time.
Al says, "Do you know 6% of all women orgasm during childbirth?"
So probably.
So Beyonce just went up to 12%. What a slut. They orgasm during childbirth?
Probably.
Oh my God. As if it already is, as if it's not already a horrible experience, you know?
I don't know.
I mean, childbirth seems like a lot. I mean, there's a lot to it, you know?
I would not know.
It's horrific for women.
I will never know.
Well, I remember that we were trying to give naturally. You know, my wife was going to give naturally. And mm-hmm. then, but the baby monitor, her... the baby's heartbeat got dangerously low, and
mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was. I think it was the heartbeat, or it stopped. And then they said, okay, let's go, let's take her. And I mean, it was a holy crap moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was, they grabbed, my wife was in the birthing room, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the heartbeat stopped of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said, we're going, let's go. And it was literally 30 seconds. It was 30 seconds from that moment till the moment she was in the until she was in the operating room and they were cutting her open.
Right.
It was 30 seconds from the time she said, let's go, or whatever. She said something and it was insane. And they mm-hmm. grabbed me, right?
Mm-hmm.
They grabbed my big ass and pulled me out of the way. And then I'm walking down the hall. As I'm walking down the hall, they're putting a gown on me
mm-hmm.
and putting gloves on my, and a mask on my face and putting gloves on my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time, and I walked and I was walking to the operating room. We were jogging.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I got in there, they already cut my wife open.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a minute, if that.
Right.
That's how fast they move. But the baby's like hearts, or the baby's heart stopped.
Yeah.
So, and they had, the next thing you know, they had the baby out. It was insane.
Yep.
They moved so fast. And people talk to me about heart, they'll talk to me about birthing, you know, and
mm-hmm.
how long did it take? And I said, I don't know, about 20 seconds. I
don't, you mm-hmm.
know, they talk about how long it took and all this. And I was like, it wasn't, because it was a rush thing. And then,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I know they cut her open and they jerked, they pulled the baby out of the cut, you know, and then got her heart going, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it was crazy. I mean, it was like boom, boom, boom. And next thing you know, they're going, okay, mm-hmm. would you like to cut the umbilical cord? Like, she was all right.
Yep.
Like, you want to cut the umbilical cord? And I'm like, well, I said, to be honest, I think this is something someone a little more skilled than me should do. This is something someone with a little more, you know. And then they take the baby, they give the baby the whatever the test is, the Amphar or whatever. I don't know what it's called.
Uh-huh.
And she passed everything perfectly. Oh. She was perfect. So she went from no heartbeat to crying on the little table and passing all her little tests. And so yeah, it was pretty cool.
Cool.
I mean, it was, it, but it was, but it was scary. You know, not gonna lie. That's a, it's very frightening when that's happening.
Yeah.
Well, did you see that they tore down the YWCA?
I see. I saw a picture of them trying to.
Yeah, no, they got it down.
I'm sure it didn't take long.
Well, yeah, it's, I mean, you know.
It was crumbly to begin with.
Where was the YWCA?
Fifth Street.
Fifth and what? Have I driven by it a bunch of times? And I just, I mean, obviously.
It was coming out of downtown.
It's at 421 East Jackson Street.
Yeah, 5th and Jackson.
Let me read it. Let me go to the State General Register. Demolition of
right before the Goaters Mansion.
Demolition of the former YWCA building began Wednesday downtown Springfield. Should be completed in a matter of days. The what is to become the soon-to-be-vacant block in the long term remains uncertain. Housing, commercial real estate, or park, or some combination of the three remain possibilities, according to Mayor Jim Langfelder. It'll be a more condensed version of what we had before, said Langfelder, referring to previous proposals. We make a decision in the next few days. Planners consider the block, bounded by Jackson, 5th, and 4th Streets, and Capitol Avenue, vital in efforts to revitalize the city's traditional historic commercial core. The block was purchased by the city for $1.5 million in 2014. The more than century-old YWCA building had deteriorated to the point in recent years that city inspectors declared the three-story structure a public safety hazard. And an Indianapolis developer last month pulled out of plans for residential, commercial, and green space on the block after the city balked at its part of the cost of a 200-unit apartment complex that included restoration of the YWCA building. Huh. Yeah, this is the only thing I don't like about this is somebody's going to – I mean, the city's doing the job of what a private company should have done. Mm-hmm. Are we just going to pay to, you know, are we going to pay to take these? Somebody's going to get a hell of a deal, you know. Mm-hmm. They're going to end up getting this big lot and they're not going to have to pay to tear anything down. I don't know.
Put it in the cost for the, when they buy it.
Well, it's just, it's, but here, I mean, it's just someone else is going to profit from it, you know.
Right.
I mean, the city had to pay, our tax dollars had to pay to take it down, to fix everything. And then someone else is going to come in, somebody's probably connected, and they're going to profit from it. That's the thing that makes, you know, because you know damn well they're going to want the TIF funds, or they're going to want some sort of tax dollars to pay to put up whatever they're going to put up.
Right.
And that's what, you know, that's what makes me crazy.
Had to be done, though.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Spin, spin, spin.
Yeah. It's just. Hmm. Oh, well.
You've been sitting there too long.
Yeah. Well, whoever's getting the good deal, congratulations. They did tear it down. So it is, I mean, now it's out of the way, and let's just try to watch it with giving people money to put something up, you know? Let's try to, let a private company spend their own money. Look at me bitching. All right, what else do I have?
Chatham resident.
I know. Well, like, listen, my sales tax dollars are in Springfield. You know, I am so, my daughter, I'm starting to worry that my daughter just has no concept of money. Because we're broke. I mean, we are, I mean, I'm not joking here. We are broke. All right? And my daughter just has no concept of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I get after school. Oh, can we go get Chick-fil-A? I'm like, no. We're not going to get Chick-fil-A.
Right.
You can go home and make something for free. What do you mean Chick-fil-A? You know what I mean?
You get a babysitting job and then you
yes, I'm like, go get it. Go get your own goddamn money. I want Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like, who the hell? Now you're too good?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's nuts.
That's her age. I was babysitting.
I know. She should be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I love my kid, and I want her to be...
And when I was 16, within a month, I had my first job at Sears.
Oh, yeah. We're... my wife and I are laying in bed. My wife goes, oh, I got to figure out what kind of car I'm going to get. I'm like, a car? What? What mm-hmm. car? She goes, well, when Bella starts driving, she's going to take over my car. I'm like, what? She is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean she's...
I got bought a car. Yeah. It wasn't a brand new car.
Well, my wife's car is. My wife's car is a pretty nice car.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes... My mom's like, yeah, I got to look. Maybe I'll get a... And she's, like, naming these cars off, like, well, maybe I can get, like, a 2010. And I'm like, what? Are you telling me our daughter's going to have a better car than you? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I find it unbelievable. I'm like, so she's getting a car. And you're going to get a car.
Mm-hmm.
But hers is probably going to be better than yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, there's something. What's wrong here? You know what I mean?
It's her baby.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when I drove, we would, you know, I turned 16. I didn't get a car.
I did.
Oh, when I turned 16, it was like, congratulations, you're 16. Get the hell out of the way.
I did.
No, not me.
I got my car like 4 months before my birthday.
And they got you a car?
I got a Mustang.
Oh, my God. Your parents spoiled you.
Of course.
Oh, my God. No way. There's no way. I didn't get a car.
And they paid for the insurance and the gas.
Oh, I forgot about that. I got to pay for that stuff.
But I went out and got a job and started buying my own clothes and all the extra stuff that I wanted. And
my daughter says she's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to work, Dad. That's what she says. But I'm telling mm-hmm. you, I wonder how much work's going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what's going on now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know what goes on now. So.
Oh, I wouldn't work at home at all. I would not do any chores. Yeah. I wouldn't do anything. But I loved going to work, like, for real.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she's going to. I just don't see her. I don't know. I hope that she somehow does, but
mm-hmm.
I don't see that happening. She might say, oh, I have too much homework to work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then she'll still get the, but still get the car, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I love my daughter, but my God, you know. She's got it made. She doesn't
gonna
realize.
Have to suck it up.
Well, she, and like I said, she doesn't realize that we're broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You guys are broke. She's not.
Yeah, exactly. She's not broke. Yeah. Her mom and
That's
I.
That's how it works.
Her mom and I are broke.
Mm-hmm.
But she is not broke. You're absolutely correct. She's like, oh, no, I got all the money. I got money for whatever I need. That's like, I was talking about, I'm like, oh, shit, we don't have a pot to piss in for the, we got to wait till D gets paid. We're not going to have anything, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next day later, I get these messages in my email talking about, you have purchased this song from iTunes. I'm like, what? I didn't purchase shit from iTunes. I did. My daughter goes and buys like 15 songs off of iTunes.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah, so, you know.
What does Dee say about it?
Nothing. And she says nothing. And I'm like, hey, no. You're mm-hmm. not, you don't, I don't care. You don't buy music.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Well, why not? I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, so she's really smart, but she has no concept that we're broke. None. Right. So, you know, I want her to feel what being broke's like.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she has no idea.
Right.
And my wife wants to shelter her from, you know, well, we can't let her know we're doing that bad. I'm like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, all right, when I was a kid, I knew that my mother had no money.
Mm-hmm.
I knew life sucked because we were poor. And you know what? It didn't work, but it made me not want to be poor.
Mm-hmm.
And for the majority of my adult life, I haven't been poor. I've only been poor recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I don't like it.
I know.
But my daughter should experience that. It's like, you know. She should experience what being poor is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead, she just, you know, she has to go buy iTunes music. Go to Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm like, Chick-fil-A should be something that's like we celebrate. We'll get Chick-fil-A once every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
No, she wants it every day.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and you know, it's only, you know, it's not that much money. It's under $10, but
mm-hmm.
that's every day. It adds
yeah.
up.
Yeah, sure does.
These kids don't understand it. Oh, well, what do I know? I'm just a cheap curmudgeon. That's what I'm told by my wife. Oh, you're so cheap. I'm like, what, do you not realize that we are
fucking
broke? How can it be cheap
when there's no money?
I know. There is nothing to spend. She's like, oh, well, you'll have that money coming in from the mold job. You know, because we'll be doing like mm-hmm. a mold job or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'll have money coming in from a mold job. I said, no, we haven't. I have not been paid for that yet.
Right.
There is no money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get the money for the mold job. I'm like, and I go, do you understand we have to pay for the chemicals?
Mm-hmm.
That we use to fix houses with mold. I've got to pay chemicals. I've got to pay for labor. I've got, you know, there are a lot of things mm-hmm. I got to pay for.
Right.
Oh, you know, my wife and daughter, they just seem to think that every cent of the money, we just keep it. It's like, no, there are huge costs associated. You know, because when we do a mold job, there's a lot of cost, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta go. I gotta buy chemicals. I gotta pay this. I gotta pay that. There's a lot of things that go into it. So the profits are very small, you know, because we're trying to get going. We're trying to get off the ground. But they've, you know, they're like, well, what's the complete tab? I'm like, oh, like, I don't know. We'll get like, you know, $1,400, whatever, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. I'm just making up a number. We'll get like $1,400 in. So they just count that as, oh, well, here's $1,400 coming in. It's like, no. It's not, when it's all said and done, it's like 80.
Right.
There's a huge difference between 80 and 1,400.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what do I know? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Got me talking about that.
Sorry, you started it.
Yeah, I don't even know. We went to the Hot Bodies and Beyonce.
Vaginas.
And we went to Vagina. Then we got to the emergency C-section, and then that got to my daughter and me complaining.
Complaining about she don't know how to be poor.
Yeah, they shouldn't know how, she doesn't know how to be poor. And don't get me wrong, I wish to God she wouldn't have to know how to be poor.
Right.
But, you know, right now that's the case. I gotta, you know. We is poor. So. Oh well. So what else is happening in the world? Is there anything I haven't covered?
Schwarzenegger fired back saying, why don't we switch jobs? You can raise the ratings for The Apprentice and I'll be president.
I'm not so sure Trump wouldn't accept that. I think Trump might accept that. Wait a minute. I'd get to host The Apprentice again? Wait a second. That's not a bad deal. Doesn't there have to be some sort of oh shit going on in Trump's head? Like, oh man, this is a lot more than I thought, you know? Or is he so disconnected that he just doesn't know that?
He's disconnected. Yeah. He doesn't know what reality is.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I think this is just me. But I think the president is doing what he thinks is best for this country.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that what his advisors think is the best is really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not sure a Muslim ban it was really good for the country.
Mm-mm.
I'm not sure picking a fight with Iran is good for the country. I'm not sure, you know, and I don't know what mission was going on with these Navy SEALs and what mission in Yemen was going on where they just shot, you know, you heard about the whole thing in Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why that was good, you know, and you know damn well it's going to be checked because he's been so ornery to the media, you know. That the media, with the exception of Fox News, which is just slurping his balls, but with the exception of them, the media is going to check it out. And it's only going to go so long with him calling the media. He cries wolf so much with the media. At some point, people are just going to stop believing it.
Right.
Like they're going to be like, oh, here he goes again crying. And so you do worry about that. Because I think there are times when the media oversteps. But if he whines and cries about every little thing, like when he talked about the crowd size.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit about the crowd size? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes him look like an idiot.
Why was that even an issue? It's like, what? I was mystified. I'm like, why are you even talking about this? And then, I mean, I was screaming at my television. I'm like, you won. Why in the hell are you acting like a loser, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like when it was revealed that Hillary Clinton got more votes. Here's what he should have said. Oh, well, tough shit. I won.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you got more votes in the coast. Who cares? I won. But instead, he starts saying, no, those votes are illegal. I got more votes. It's like, who cares who got more votes? Why are you even, why are you picking this battle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's like when they had the pictures taken by, you know, they were pictures taken by the government, by the Department of whatever the hell, Interior, whoever took the pictures.
The Park Service.
Yeah, the Park Service. Whoever took the pictures of the inaugurations. Let me say. Trump had a shitload of people at his inauguration. He really did.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when you compare it to the inauguration of the first African-American president, when you compare it to the inauguration of a man who really had done something never done before, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be, that's going to be more than the guy who's just another rich guy becoming president. So why even pick the fight? There's no reason to pick it.
Yep.
And that's what gets me. It's like, man, don't. And I do. I mean, I root for Trump. I want him to do good. He's a president.
Yeah.
Even if I hate him, I still got four more years with him. So mm-hmm. So I say to the TV when I see him do it, I'm like, don't pick this fight. It's like, don't even pick it. No, why are you? Obviously, I had more people at my inauguration. It's like people see the pictures and I'm like, no, you didn't. Why are you even bringing it up? There's no reason to even bring this up. You're the president of the United States. You won. You got to stop running for president because you won.
But he has to win bigly.
Yeah, it's like, I'll tell you, I just don't get it. That's what mystifies me about the president. Is he gets caught up in these battles that he doesn't need to have, you know. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he gets past that and gets on to just running the country and trying to keep us out of war. Mm-hmm. So I pray that, you know, that's something he can do. I really do. Let me see. We don't have time for that. What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know.
Are you leaving the house or are you home all weekend?
Probably home all weekend cleaning. I got a bunch of cleaning supplies last night.
Will you watch the Super Bowl?
Maybe while I'm cleaning.
Have you really?
You're Falcons.
Okay, you're going for the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Are you? But you and you will watch it, or you don't know?
I won't like sit on the couch and be like, "Go Falcons." Hmm. I'll probably have it on.
You will have it on.
In the background.
All right. What about the ex-boyfriend and the friend? And
oh, I probably won't hear from them ever again. Oh,
okay. You've given up.
I've given up on that.
Have you given up?
Yeah.
All right. Are you working any angles? You got anything going on?
No.
Oh, all right. Just need to make sure to check up on you, make sure everything's going good.
Yep.
So doing nothing this weekend.
Cleaning,
I'm sorry. How filthy is your house? You got to clean
it. Spring cleaning.
What is this cleaning you speak of?
Like down in really clean cleaning. Not just picking up stuff.
Right. You're talking about
wiping everything down.
Right. Oh, all right.
That kind of stuff.
All right. Well, that sounds
good.
Spring
cleaning. Getting rid of stuff. And
My wife's weekend's always the freaking laundry.
Yeah. I got to do laundry.
I go, what's up this weekend? Oh, I have so much laundry to do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. What else? That's all. The laundry is going to take forever.
Laundry and dishes.
Well, I'm like, yes, what else? No, that's all. The laundry. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. My wife's very concerned with the laundry. Yeah. Every weekend she's concerned about this laundry.
Yeah. I got to get mine caught up.
Yeah. Which I got to
what I'll do. I have them all separated in different baskets.
Yeah.
And I'll do like a couple loads. And then I get lazy and don't finish the rest of the baskets.
Hmm.
And then I have all of them dirty again.
You see, I'll tell you something. I do use less clothes now than ever.
Yeah.
And still, we have so much laundry that is filthy. That it takes the entire weekend for my wife to catch up on.
Right.
So I wonder, I'm like, what the hell's going on in this house that there's so much laundry?
You have two women in the house.
Yes, and my daughter wears too many clothes. Because my wife wears her clothes to work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when she gets home, she puts on like a pair of yoga pants
mm-hmm.
and just a little top.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be the same one, you know?
No.
It's not like she's changing the yoga pants every day. She seems to be wearing the same ones.
I bet you they're different ones, but they look the same.
I don't know. Because she only wears them. She literally wears them for like 2 hours. And then she's getting ready for bed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I know me, like, I've been wearing this. I have these sweatpants, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That you can wear outside, like regular sweatpants that you can wear for everyday use. And I have these sweatpants, but I change my underwear, but I'm wearing the same sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, you know, like the shirt I'm wearing today is the same shirt I wore yesterday. Well, yesterday after 1 o'clock. All right. And I probably won't, you know. I probably won't change. I'll change tomorrow morning, but here's a day and a half of the same clothes, you know? So I have less clothes now than I ever have. But yet it's still taking all weekend to do the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
So the only person I could see is my daughter.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching my laundry. You know, I don't know what she's doing, how many clothes she's wearing, but...
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. We have a lot of laundry. And the bedding, although I got to tell you, our bedding stinks. And this is, new. Okay. Because usually the, our bedding doesn't stink, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it gets clean. My wife cleans it every few days, you know. But my dog smells so bad.
God.
It's disgusting, you know?
Yeah.
And the dog got in my covers. And then I put the covers up around my face, and my face went right near where the dog was lying. Oh, my God. It's repulsive. Yeah. Oh. Smells horrible. So I can't wait for the bedding to get washed. I mean, the dog stinks terribly.
And give the dog a bath.
Yeah, disgusting. And last but not least, did you see the thing about Peoria, about the real estate agent?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
There's
unfortunate events.
There's Patton Oswalt is a comedian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who... was on Twitter, okay,
mm-hmm.
and he put up a tweet that praised Sally Yates, who was the acting attorney general, okay,
mm-hmm.
who was fired by Trump.
Right.
And he put out a tweet that just said something like, she did a great job, shouldn't have been fired, and blah, 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 you know, which is a simple thing that someone who lives in a free country is more than allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy named Tony Brust goes and puts on like goes after Patton Oswalt and says, you know, oh shit, the little troll has an opinion again. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Which made a bunch of people go on to Twitter and say, oh, everyone stop having opinions. You're upsetting Tony Brust. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then this made Brust send a tweet to Oswalt that said, I'm psychic and I'm channeling your wife's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, his wife died.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was really offensive, which, let's face it, in America, he has the right to do something like that.
Right.
Except, just like Patton Oswalt has the right to say things on Twitter and make people say, you know what, I'm not going to attend his comedy show because I don't like what he's saying politically, right?
Right.
Well, Tony Brust also has a job.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a real estate agent, and he works with Jim Maloof Realty, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Who I knew when he was alive. And Mike Maloof, who runs it. Well, when he put out the tasteless tweet about Patton Oswalt's wife, I mean, people were really offended.
Of course.
And a bunch of people contacted Maloof and said, we're not going to stand for this, and your real estate agency employs this guy, and blah, 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 blah. Well, they fired him. Like, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put out a post saying, the management, brokers, and staff of Jim Maloof Realtor regret the words of one of our former agents, which were posted on social media. We apologize for the resulting angst his words have caused. His words and views are not those shared by the company. And they ended, I mean, in other words, it cost the guy his job.
Mm-hmm.
Because of a tasteless tweet.
Yep.
So, for that lesson, people, take it easy on Twitter. I mean, think.
Or any kind of social media.
Yeah. On Facebook, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't get the people that are sharing all the political stuff. I mean, we did a little bit of politics today. We haven't done politics in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But all we did was, I mean, let's face it, it was kind of funny that, you know.
The whole Prentice stuff.
Yeah, and I think that hanging up. He hung up on Australia.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. But we certainly didn't make an opinion, you know. We certainly didn't attack people for having their opinions.
Now the Australian Prime Minister says, Trump didn't hang up on me. And says the conversation was frank and courteous.
Oh, well, good. I'm still going to think he hung up on him because it's funny.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that, like, he didn't have, the president's like, all right, fuck this, hang up.
Oh, what a talk to you, to war.
I do find it funny. Poor Australia. They're so nobody that the president hung up on him.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so there you go.
Yep.
I think we've covered it all, Nikki. We're back.
Yep.
We're back next week.
Yep. Wednesday.
For sure we're back Wednesday, and we'll probably be back later on Tuesday since I won't be home until, you know.
Yeah.
I'm on, let me plug, I'm on WMAY. That's 94.7 and 970 WMAY. I'm on there tomorrow morning and Monday and Tuesday morning as well. So I hope that you'll tune in. I'll be filling in for Bishop or Beachup. As the foreigners call him. So that's what I'll be doing, and I hope you tune in. And then I'll come back on Tuesday or Wednesday, and Nikki and I will give you another show. All right?
That's right.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't drink. Hey, be careful around Super Bowl. The police are actively looking for the police are going to be actively looking for drunk drivers during the Super Bowl, so make sure you watch yourself. Watch yourself.
That's right.
All right. We got to go. Nikki, thank you.
See you later.
And I'll see you later. So long, everybody.
Bye.